What's good, my beautiful people? It's Thursday. You know what that means. Another great day here inside the Black Actors Studio. I'm your host, Danny Royce, and joining me today is a remarkably talented actor, model, and entrepreneur. Don't want to miss it. Stay tuned.
Tuned into Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Tune in right now.
Hey, we are here. We are here. Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us inside the Black Actor Studio. Our guest today, you've seen him on Ballers, BET Games, People Play, Insecure, Straight Outta Compton, and many more. He's all around blessed. Stay blessed is his motto. Please welcome, the Black Actors Studio is very proud to have Jamal Lewis.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate What's good, you. Bro?
I can't call it, man. Another day. Real yes. quick, before we get started, you mind if I say a quick prayer?
Yes, let's do it.
Man, dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you and praise you for this day. We give you all the glory just for this time spent. Just continue to keep us safe, watch over us, and protect us. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Let's
thank
go,
you.
Man.
Now I'm ready to go.
You're ready
let's go.
Now, yeah.
How was your day today, bro?
I have no complaints. It started to get a little hot outside.
Yeah, it is. It's a little toasty out.
Yeah.
It's a little toasty. Yeah, but I do want to say congratulations for all the things that are happening right now. Your clothing line is back up and Amen. Going strong.
Yep.
So just touch a little bit about that right now.
Man, I think it's just all timing. It's all God. You know what I mean? And it's, you know, we kind of line our ducks up in a row and we just kind of knock them down. But life does come at us and you don't know what's going to happen day to day. So I think it's just about being consistent and there's things that are going to test almost your faith in not only God, but your faith in what you're doing.
Right.
And it's going to be the trials and tribulations that make you really see, like, oh, this is my passion. This is my purpose. This is what I'm here for. Or you're going to fall out of it and go a different route.
Right.
So for me, this is my baby.
Yes, there you go.
Stay blessed.
Stay blessed.
Yes,
nice.
Sir.
I love that. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. But in the actor studio, I like to start from the beginning.
Oh, Lord.
Where were you born?
I was born in Iowa City, Iowa.
Iowa City,
Nothing
Iowa. You can't
corn.
Get no Iowa than that. Wow. Okay. Yeah. All right. So how was that? And how was the dynamic in the household?
The dynamic was cool, actually. I mean, being my father's black and my mother's white.
Yeah.
I got to see a lot of different stuff growing up, and I think it all kind of molded me. Nothing crazy out of the norm, you know what I mean? But it's a different dynamic, and I think as we've progressed as a society, you know, mixed couples have been more welcomed, so to speak, back in the day. And I mean, I'm not trying to age myself, but it was back in the day.
It was back in the day.
It was like late.
Well, yeah, and especially in Iowa, I can only imagine it was like not a lot of people saw it.
That much,
that
and there was a lot of judgmental looks going on at the time. And, you know, I was a little kid. I didn't really know what was going on.
Right.
Yeah, we went from Iowa then to Minnesota.
Okay.
In which it was, you know, still a little bit. My dad was military, so we bounced around a lot. So,
got you.
Yeah.
Okay. So how was your relationship with your mom?
I'm a mama's boy.
Yeah.
I say it loud and proud. That doesn't mean I live at home with my mom and all that stuff. I'm not that kind of mama's boy. But I love my mama's cooking. Mama, I'll be home soon.
There you go. Nice. And so your father... How was your relationship with him, being that he was in the military? Did you see him often, or?
I did, and my father's just an amazing guy, and he's really the one that instilled all my values. And being that I was, you know, a military child, you get, you know, the integrity and just kind of the structural foundation of not only just how to be a man, but just kind of how to live life and do it right. And, you know, it almost gets into a routine, so to speak, and it's a good foundation to lay. So
nice.
Awesome,
so,
man.
You have you're very spiritual, which so am I, and I love that.
Yeah.
Was that instilled within you, like, growing up, or was it just something you kind of found?
That was a different situation as well, because it was cool because my mother's side, they were Catholic, and my father's side was Christian. And, you know, I believe in God, period, just at the end of the day.
Right.
So it was cool to see, like, the different religions go to different churches, and I got to learn a little bit more about it. But when I really just kind of released everything was once I basically had everything downloaded, so to speak, into me. It was more about just really talking to God and growing my relationship with him and just really listening. And he'll steer you, and that's what it's about today.
Yeah. All right. That's dope. I like that. Do you have siblings?
I do. I got a little baby sister. She just had a kid.
Nice.
Ave, Sissy, congratulations.
There you go.
I haven't seen the baby yet, but I got a funny story about that. The baby. Yeah. I actually FaceTimed the baby for the first time. Long story short, but I was making fun of the baby on FaceTime because the baby might have had a little bit of a big head in the FaceTime. And I was cracking jokes, and the baby flipped me off.
For real?
Like, legitimately threw me the bird, and I was like, okay, well, that won't happen again. And I took a picture of it. I'll see if I can find it.
And how old is he?
Just born.
Just born.
It was actually
man,
a preemie, so it was not even supposed to be born yet.
Okay.
So it was ahead of her time.
Man.
Yep.
She already out for the uncle.
Yeah.
Did you have any nicknames growing up?
Man, yeah, I had a couple. They used to call me Big Maul because I was bigger when I was younger. I was a little short, overweight kid, believe it or not. I was bald-headed. People used to pick on me and call me Sinbad, the comedian. Oh, you think it's funny? Okay, see?
Hey, that's
he was one of the bullies.
Sinbad, I'm a big fan of Sinbad, though. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
Sinbad, if you're making a documentary, get at me.
Right. Yeah, I can see. Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead. So, I mean, just that was basically it. And then I think the main nickname that kind of stuck was once I started progressing at sports and football, I got the nickname J-Lew 82, who he was kind of my alter ego, who he no longer lives. He is dead and gone. God bless his soul.
Okay. was it a troubled alter ego?
He was a wild child. Yeah. He was a stereotypical football player.
Yeah.
That whole guy. Big-headed. You know, couldn't tell him anything. That guy's, yeah.
Right. Yeah, no, I feel
I don't have time for him anymore.
Right.
He had to go.
He's dead and gone.
Yeah.
It's okay. He lived a good life, though.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, let's get into football, because you were pretty passionate in football, right?
Yeah, and it was crazy because it was never my plan, because I was such a short, overweight kid my whole life.
Yeah.
And when I hit the growth spurt and I started playing, I was fortunate to get a full-ride scholarship to Arizona State University.
Nice.
Shout out to the Sun Devils. And it was a good deal. It was a good time. A lot of learning experiences. A lot of growth happened. But that was, I think, where my major life lessons were taught. Because
you were pretty passionate in football, right?
Yeah.
I think we hear a little playback, okay. But it's okay. Go
it's
ahead.
Okay. But yeah, it was just like at that point.
Is it your phone?
Oh,
yeah, it was.
It's okay. I started playing on my phone. Sorry, guys.
I was like, I hear echo in here.
Echo here too. But yeah, so I started to learn like a lot of lifelong lessons at that point in time, because I was out of the house for my first time. You know what I mean? I wasn't under my parents' roof, so I got to experience the college life and the nightlife. And on top of that, you know, I was the football star, so you're getting that limelight. And, you know, I was just a young man, and I thought I was just living life. But really, I was running the streets acting crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And it took God. He said, you're not ready for this, son. And he sat me down, and I got humbled. So my career didn't go as long as I wanted it to, but he had other plans.
Other plans,
right.
Just
brought me back to surpassed where I thought I was going to be. So
nice. Yeah. What position did you play?
I came in as a tight end, so I was bigger. They had me up to Joe Ken. What's up, Joe Ken? He had me up to like 250. Just huge, big bowling balls playing tight end. And then I didn't like the block.
Okay.
And I made it very apparent that I didn't like the block. I just wanted to score touchdowns and dance.
Yeah, there you go.
So they made me lose a lot of weight, and I got back down to like 215 and ended up playing receiver. So that's kind of where the glory came for me. And
gotcha.
That's when it started. Head got bigger. And,
Receiving, for sure. I remember the receiving guys on our team.
Yeah, I was that guy.
So when was it when you were in Arizona State that you kind of got into acting, or when did you really fall into acting?
No, you know what? I didn't fall into acting until maybe a couple years ago.
Okay.
And it started when I was done with football, and the girl that I was dating at the time, she told me that I should try model.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, at that point in time, you don't go from knocking heads very manly to wearing baby oil and modeling.
Right,
it just
wasn't
happening. So I just was like, no. She ended up actually helping me get my first audition, which I booked.
Nice.
And long story short, I saw the check a couple weeks later when I got it, and I was like, oh, I'm modeling.
This is modeling.
I can model. Yeah. So it kind of became, and the lifestyle was the same with the fitness and working out and stuff like that and staying active in the gym. So there wasn't that much of a switch up.
Right.
But it was more about learning how to get in the right areas in the industry, especially being in Arizona, which the industry is... It's there, but it's next to none, and you really have to dig deeper than if you're out here.
Right, for sure.
So that started in 2009, and that's when, I signed with Signature out in Arizona, and then I went to Ford, And that's kind of where some doors started to open up out here in L.A. So I started traveling a little bit, going back and forth. And then eventually was just like, you know what? I'm just going to move out here. And then once I got out here, the first gig that I booked was through L.A. Casting. And Gary F. Gray, who just got his star, shout out.
Nice.
He actually called me. And I'm like, bro, how'd you get this number? Like, who is this? Fast and the Furious? You
know what I mean? Yeah, right.
And it was him. And he was like, yeah, you want to shoot a movie? And I was like, yes, sir, I do. And he's like, I have the perfect spot for you. You look just like one of my boys who used to be in this group called HBO Boys back in the day. And he threw me in straight out of Compton.
Yeah.
So then it was like, okay, this is where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Nice.
Yep.
That's dope. What did you have any like people that you kind of looked up to when you were growing up, or especially any shows or movies that you were like, damn, that's amazing?
When it came to shows, I was do you remember TGI Fridays?
Yeah.
Woo, I couldn't wait. Why don't they have that now? Why is there no TGI Fridays? Can that, we talk about that?
Right?
Like, man. They had the best TV, like Family Matters.
Yeah.
And what was the one with the roller coaster on the intro? The family. I just forgot the name of it.
I can't remember that one, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but just those type of shows. I just love those. Right?
Producers, if you guys know that one, pop me a message because I'm done.
Real quick. But just that whole lineup and stuff. But I never really, like, I didn't have that passion of I wanted to be an actor or
at
that time. So I was just enjoying TV.
For sure.
Like Eddie Winslow, he used to be that man.
Eddie Winslow, yeah.
He used to phone talk to me.
Right.
But I was more looking at sports figures, you know, like Michael Jordan.
Right.
Michael Jackson.
Still. Michael Jackson, for sure.
Yep.
For sure. I mean, I don't really care what you're going to say about him, but how did you feel about all that when, you know, especially like recently with the documentary and stuff?
I couldn't finish watching it, man. Yeah. Just because, you know, it's even today, I don't want to speak too much on this stuff, but like with R. Kelly and stuff, it's like the music is just so there, and you know what I mean? You find out all this other stuff. So with the Michael Jackson, he had so much impact on my life growing up.
Right.
Even when I was going through like the bullying stage.
Mm.
And the reason why I don't know if you remember, he had that song called I'm Bad.
Of course.
I don't know. So
Michael Jackson's fanatic right here, bro.
Yeah, so the first time I heard that song, you know, he was, I'm bad. Mm. Jamal, I swear he said my name. And I was like, what? This is my dude. And then I started watching the show and watching him. Still to this day, I just got back from Vallarta and they had a Michael Jackson show.
For real?
I was in the front row going nuts. Oh, I was screaming. I got footage. I'll send that to see afterwards. It's crazy.
You gotta send us that. That is crazy. That's dope though. So when you made that transition out here to LA, and you booked, you know, straight out of Compton. That was your first
gig.
On set in front of camera. What happened after that?
That's a great question, because this is a very humbling industry.
Mm-hmm.
And the situation that I went through with football, it allowed me to adapt to this industry.
Right.
In a sense that the very next day I was working audience work. Which is audience work, if nobody knows, they pay you to sit in the audience.
Yep.
But it's less than minimum wage.
Right.
But when I came out here, I was managing a solar company at the time. So it was like, I didn't have a job. You know what I mean? So I just came out here on a whim and had faith in God and was like, you know, take care of this. But at the same time, it was like, okay, you got this. You got a taste of what it could be. But you're still going to have to work.
Yeah.
It's not just going to keep steamrolling. And some people might be fortunate that way. But I'm a true believer in anything that you do, you have to pay your dues.
Yeah.
So it's like the stuff that people are seeing now, like there were so many, I don't want to say heartbreaks, but there were so many no's that it took to get what's going on now.
Oh, yeah.
And I've said it before, you just can't take it personal.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're not for everybody. You're not what everybody's looking for, regardless of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
It's either going to fit or not. You just got to keep pushing and on to the next.
On to the next, right? And be comfortable with the word no. You got to really be comfortable with that word.
That's my motto. You got to stack them no's.
Yeah.
Get that yes.
Yeah, that's true. Yep. To reach the yes. I definitely agree. In relation to acting right now, when you got here, did you find yourself getting into, like, in classes or step by step? That's the show.
That's
thank
it.
You.
Yeah, step by step.
Hey.
Day by day.
Yeah, and it was going on a roller coaster. Right. I remember that.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. back to acting. Did you find yourself, like, getting into, classes, and if you found, like, any feedback or any comments from other people that you wish you didn't have, that you wish you didn't receive at that time? Or were there any I'm trying to think of the word. I'm sorry. I'm blanking on the word. Advice, yes. Advice? Was there any advice that you received at that time?
The way that I could relate to this is, like, I'm always down for constructive criticism. Mm-hmm. I think constructive criticism actually builds you up. If you're strong-minded enough to receive it.
Yeah,
if you're not one of the people that's like, oh, you can't, you know what I mean?
Right.
But with the acting classes, I look at it almost as looking at as the Bible, mm-hmm. okay? So I did take classes, and I think it's very important to get a solid foundation of what it is in different what's the word I'm looking for? There's different areas.
We just losing words today, y'all.
Yeah, they're going this way and that way. But to get that foundation of knowledge, to have it, you know what I mean? If talk about the Bible, there's some people who can recite to you verbatim scriptures,
right,
but they don't live it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And then there's some people who, you know, have a general feel for it. They can't recite you just off the top of their head a certain scripture, but they're living it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So it's like, I think it's important to get the knowledge of acting classes and how to handle situations with auditions, this, that, and the other.
Right, right.
But you don't want to walk in there and just be thinking about that the whole time. Like, what do I do in this situation? You want to just flow and come naturally.
Yeah.
It's so important to be yourself. And I think that in this industry, too many people are trying to mimic other people because they found success. And they're like, oh, well, Will Smith had success, I'm going to act like him.
Right, right.
But there's already a Will Smith. So
exactly.
It's like, just be yourself.
I like that. I like that. That's dope. So far, what's the best advice you've ever gotten?
Ooh. Keep God first, honestly.
Okay.
And this is a very tricky industry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially the higher you go, there's more things that are subject to try and change. So I think it's important, especially for me, to stay grounded in my moral values and understand that, you know, where I come from and who I'm representing. And there's been stuff where it's like, ooh, I could get that check. I will be set. But then it's like, it's a compromise. You know what I mean? And it's like, nope, I'm just going to take the long way. And sometimes I think that that's the primary reason why it's taken me this long to get to where I'm at today.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, there's been gigs that I've been thrown that's like huge print work campaigns, movie campaigns. But it's like, I can't go down that road. That's not what I want to represent.
Yeah.
And it's a hard pill to swallow, so to speak, when you actually see, like, that's the dollar amount. Like, oh, my. Oh, you know what I mean? Because, this is real life.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is not just words.
Life-changing.
Like, there's a contract.
Right.
Oh, my God. You know what I mean?
Right.
But then it's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay.
Literally, oh,
I'm
my God.
I'm going to pass. I'll talk to you later.
Right, yeah. Right. So, there's some. Yeah, you definitely have to know who you are.
Yeah.
I think that's a big thing, too.
Yeah.
So, you've been on Ballers, Games People Play.
Yeah.
How is the auditioning process for some of these jobs for you?
With Games People Play, that one was fun.
Yeah.
And for a lot of them, some of them you don't even know what you're auditioning for until, you know, you just show up. Like with Games People, I had no idea what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And a cool story was about Saronis, the one that plays the lead in that.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually his stand-in.
Season
for Insecure. So, like, that's my dude.
Yeah, Saronis, yeah.
So, like, when I showed up, it was kind of surreal because it was like, when I was standing in for him, you know, it wasn't envious, but it was like, man, I want to do this. You know, I want somebody standing for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then it was like, once I showed up, and he was like, yo, we doing a scene together. And I was like, see, look, you just got to trust the process.
That's dope.
And just keep pushing away, you know what I mean? Just keep knocking those ducks down, as I was saying earlier. So,
what's one of your favorite moments with Saronis?
All of them.
Set.
He's just a goofball.
Yeah,
he's. But I would say probably the man. This one, we were on set and I had just got there. And you know, once when you book like a lead role as opposed to like if you're doing background, like you have a little bit more leeway and
you're
cool with your phones and stuff. And
yeah.
You know, you can still take pictures and stuff, but you got to act professional.
Exactly.
And I had just got this brand new phone, and there was a girl that I was shooting with, and she was like, "Will you take a picture of me when I go to do my scene?" I was like, "Yeah, don't worry about it." And so she went up there, and it was Lauren London and Saronis, and they were doing their little scene. And I was mm-hmm. sitting in my little director's chair, like, right behind them, and they got this whole setup. And they're like, action, and they start filming. I got my new phone, and I just pulled it out, and it's dead quiet. And you can hear them talking, and I go to take a picture, and it's like, cha-ching! And I was like, oh my God. And the whole room turned and looked at me. Yeah, I started sweating bullets. And I was like, they are never calling me back. But Serona, he kind of lightened it up. And he's like, man, really?
Really? Like, you need his saving right there, bro.
Yeah, like a rookie. Like, oh man. So,
wow.
He's a cool dude, though.
So, with Laura London, did you, obviously with the whole Nipsey thing, how did you receive that whole event? Because it hit hard for a lot of us.
Yeah.
Especially.
It's not
just in the music industry, but just in the community as well.
Right. Well, when I filmed with her and I did my scene with her, it was before this actually happened.
Yeah.
So, and it was cool. We had a great vibe together. She kept telling me I looked like her friend Matt Barnes, who I'm actually in business now right now. Shout out Matt. What's cracking?
Nice.
Just all around great person. And you never know when you meet, you know, some celebrities, because some get like I was when I was playing football in the Big Head, and you just don't know how they're going to act. And she was very welcoming, and scene went well and everything like that, good time. So when I did hear about the passing, and it happened literally right after, it did hit hard, you know, because I do like his music. I do listen to his music a lot. Now it's like I listen to it more, but it's just, it's really unfortunate. Yeah. It just makes you really think about life. And my mind went sideways when I first heard about it. I was like, oh, here we go, another conspiracy.
Right.
You know what
I
mean?
Right.
So it's just like,
yeah,
I don't know. You just don't know what to believe and not to believe.
Exactly.
Days.
Yeah, you really don't. But just celebrate his life, you know, and what he meant to us. So with everything that's going on, were there ever any, challenges or any demons that you still deal with in this industry? That, you know, try to throw you off track?
It's not so much as it was when I started.
Okay.
And truthfully, it's because I do book a lot off social media.
Right.
My agent does get me stuff, and I do get stuff by self-submitting. But I get a lot of stuff off social media, and I'm very, very outspoken about my faith. And I actually tend to almost minister, which I didn't even realize I was doing, on my social media. Nice. And so it's like the audience that I'm drawing in, it's not so much of that. It's kind of like a protective shield.
That's good.
People know beforehand. So it's like if they're contacting me, they already know.
Right.
So in that sense, no. Things that I've had to deal with on set, not so much. There's been instances where I've had to play a person where it's brought me back to a place that I used to be in, which that's crazy.
Mm.
I did a lead role for a movie that's coming out. It's called Poles.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy, Bo, what's up, Bo? Shout out to Bo.
Shout out to everybody.
We all gonna make it.
Right.
But Bo, he has bipolar disorder.
Okay.
And so I had to learn about it, and I really didn't know about it. I had what I thought it was in my mind, but it was something completely different. I got to hang out with him and actually see it. And some of the symptoms were actually things that I went through when I was going through a very dark spell in my life. So I was like, ooh, I do not want to go back there. I do not want to go back there. But it actually helped me in the role because I could turn that on and I would actually have flashes of stuff in my life. So it was like the so-called demons or whatever you want to call it, it ended up being a blessing that I could relate and pull that in.
You know what I mean?
And that we had something in common.
Okay.
And it's like you don't have to live there anymore, but it's just like, oh my goodness.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good reminder of where you come from.
This scene is going to be fire.
It's going to be fire. What's some of the things that you do to prepare yourself for a character or a certain scene?
In all actuality, my biggest thing is it truly is to be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Even within the character, because if someone's okay, we want you to be like this or play this role, that's fine. We get that. But the thing that's going to separate you from everybody else or make somebody remember you is your ability to put yourself into that character and really bring it to life, through you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So it's not, you're not so much of a cookie cutter.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely agree with that.
Yeah.
What's some of your favorite moments on set? Do you have one particular moment where you're like, okay, that was amazing?
I had one. All of them are. They're all surreal moments, but I had one that happened last night, and I died. I was laughing so hard because there was a girl on set who I had worked with numerous times, and she's a strong woman of faith. And she was just saying how she was watching me on set, and she's like, I just like watching you act, and it was for a Ty Dolla $ign music video.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just watching me or whatever. And she was like, I was just sitting in my car and God's got a word for you. And she walked up and gave me a word right there on set.
Mm.
And she was like, God said, just keep lighting up the darkness. And I was like, wow, that was amazing.
Wow.
And then at the end of the night, it's checkout. And it's like 4 a.m. in the morning. And everybody's checking out. And the same girl, she was sitting in the front of the line. And the checkout, you know, when you check out, like, it's a very long line and they have to sign your paper.
Right.
So it takes a little bit.
Right.
It's 4 a.m. Everyone's delirious, like, oh, my God.
Exactly.
Home. And the lady told her to go to the back of the line. And she was like, look, I was standing here. I was minding my business. I'm going to stay here. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And the lady told her a couple times to get back in line. And then the same girl, she just went off. And she was like, oh, God bless you. God bless you. And my cheeks were just blown up. There was veins popping out of my head. I'm just dying. Like,
wow.
This stuff like that. It's just, yeah, it's funny.
Did you meet Ty Dolla $ign?
Yeah. I've worked with him before.
Okay.
Numerous times. But yeah, we'll just keep that up there. Yeah. Like, they like to have fun on set, and I like to, you know, just kind of stay back.
Right.
Yeah.
The good old type of fun.
I walk out of set, not stumble.
Yeah. You like to see.
I like to know what's going on. Yes.
On Ballers, were you able to meet The Rock, Dwayne?
I have.
You did? Yeah,
the
okay.
first season
How
I did,
was that?
I'm actually, it's cool. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm actually shooting for them tomorrow.
Okay.
And on Monday, I got a call back for them too.
Nice.
And then I shot with them. I actually stood in for him, but I don't know where he was. I didn't get to see him, but
okay.
I stood in for him because somebody didn't show up. So, I mean, he's a cool dude. It was just real short-lived, but dude eats.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Every little cut we had, somebody would, I remember we were shooting at UCLA's field.
Uh-huh.
And they would yell cut, and a little girl would run out onto the field with one of those little pre-cooked meals, and she would hand it to him, and he would just
right
eat it,
man,
kill it. Yep,
yeah.
He's a beast.
Yeah, you just gotta feed those muscles, man.
Something. He's got muscles on muscles.
On
that's
muscles,
a big,
right?
That's a big dude.
Yeah, I mean, he's even bigger than when he was in WWF, like, yep. WWE is like crazy.
Yeah.
If there's someone you would definitely want to work with, who would that be?
You know, it's crazy, but it's people that not a lot of people know about, that, like, when you meet people on set, it's mm-hmm. like, why aren't you a star? Or why aren't you a star?
Yeah.
Or why aren't you a star? And it's like, I've had this new vision coming to my head recently where it's like, I want to start a production company called Stay Blessed and actually make a movie. And I want to, there's a like, my dude Hollywood Lou, if he's probably not even watching, but Hollywood Lou, this dude, he's just... It's just one of those people you look at and you're like, man, that dude is a star. Why won't somebody give him a chance? So I wouldn't even say it's not any of the celebrities or well-established people that are out there to this day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like that's the easy ride out. Like, you know
right,
what I mean? But
right.
It's like some of these people that I've actually got to witness on set, and I'm like, man, I would watch a movie with just you in it, just talking to the camera.
Nice.
So there's people like that. Brandon Larkins, another funny dude. He's, uh-huh. I mean, there's a handful of people that...
Nice.
Yeah.
That's dope.
It's going to happen, too. I'm speaking in existence.
Yeah, you got to
Stay Blessed Productions.
Put it out
Come
there,
through,
man.
Jesus.
Let's go. I do want to take a moment to also thank you again for being here on the show. And thank you guys for watching and tuning in. Also, shout out to, you know, AfterBuzz TV and Black Hollywood Live. Thank you so much for allowing us to be here week in and week out, bringing you amazing guests inside the Black Actors Studio. And so I want to talk about...
Oh, Lord. Here comes a curveball. I thought I was out smooth and clean.
Out smooth and clean. Never. No, it's not crazy. But I do want to talk a little bit about just the process. Because, you know, we do have a lot of aspiring actors and entrepreneurs that tune in and watch the show. So I want you to give some gems. Drop a little knowledge here of how to take your career to the next step.
The best advice that I could give is stay consistent, and it's truly from the beginning until you start to establish kind of a name. And I'm not even to where I want to be, but I'm to the point where it's like I'm getting direct calls now mm-hmm. saying we want to book you. But it's a numbers game. So, like, go on all these websites, get on all of them.
There's 100.
No,
there's like
they're out there, right? Yeah. And I literally submitted to anything and everything that was in. You get to plug in, you know, the specifics. and it'll weed them out for you. But right. I didn't care if it was $50, $150, $5,000. Like, don't look at the dollar sign, because right now you're trying to build your resume.
Right.
And I would just submit to everything, and it's a numbers game. And I would do 250 self submissions a day for 5 days. That's 1,000 a week, 4,000 a month. Out of that, you'll get like you'll get 30 to 45 auditions.
Right.
You knock those down till you get 10 or 15 bookings.
Yeah.
And I did that for years, just religiously. Just and that's how it kind of started. And then you build that kind of, people see you out there, and they see you doing stuff. And then you meet people, too. You meet these people on set.
Right.
And they're like, oh, he was pleasant to be around. Or, oh, she was pleasant to be around. Let's direct book him. We still have his information.
Exactly.
And then that starts to happen. And then from that, if you want to, because I didn't rely on an agency or anything like that. It was just like, I'm going to get this on my own.
Right.
And it wasn't until recently that I signed with a decent agency, a really good agency, actually, that started getting, like, they got me games people play and Call of Duty. They're about to release all the print work for Call of Duty, which is going to be cracking.
Call of Duty, Modern Warfare, right?
Yep, that's it.
There you go.
So, I mean, just it doesn't happen overnight. My advice would just, the consistency is key. You can't sit back and just hope that something's going to come. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, you actually, in this situation, if you're self-submitting, you have to cook the food and put it on your plate and then eat it.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, your mama's not there to feed you.
No, that's sad. Yeah.
I had to think about that.
I was like, no. So, as a whole in Hollywood, we're changing, you know, a lot of diversity and all that. So, what's your take on where you think Hollywood is going right now?
Stay Blessed Productions.
That's where it's
going. I'm trying to bring this light back into the situation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of more opportunities for, you know, people of color all around and, you know, actually in front of the camera. It was still a little work behind the camera that needs to be done. Yeah. But
I mean, even behind the camera, there's people that are arising. They're surfacing. Oh, for sure. But I think with the diversity, I think it's just a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Just as long as a person is in their passion, and it's like, you know what I mean? When you actually get to see somebody's God-given abilities and talents like come to fruition and just put together something amazing, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful thing to watch. So,
right.
And now with all this stuff with YouTube, there's people that are getting movie deals off YouTube
right,
because of content that they're creating on YouTube. So that's another thing.
Right.
And it's like, man, makes me want to start a YouTube
channel. Yeah, YouTube channel.
Yeah, like, I mean, what are you doing after this?
Right.
Go shoot a YouTube video.
Go shoot a YouTube. I'm down. Have you ever experienced, like, in your journey, any type of discrimination or anything?
Not because of, well, not directly to my face because of my skin complexion or anything like that, but when I first started, one of my acting talent coaches told me I would never make it. And it was because I had so many tattoos.
Mm.
It was like, you'll never make it. You have too many tattoos. And it was like, okay, I can either listen to this dude.
Right.
Or, you know, just completely exit out. And I did exit out. And there was stuff that, you know, there's stuff always, just like with the nose, that I've been canceled. You have too many tattoos.
Yeah, yeah.
But then it got to the point where it's like, and this was, it was a surreal moment. And it just happened. I booked a DJ Khaled music video. And they painted me
painted,
out.
Yeah.
I had no tattoos.
Right.
And I was like, if something really wants you, like, if meant for you to be, like, the tattoos don't matter.
Right.
So
right.
It's like, if I would have listened to that dude years ago, I wouldn't have booked that.
Right.
Because I would have listened to him and probably skated out and not done it. So.
So, and then you did, you were talking a little bit about the, you know, All-American one.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that was one of those ones.
That was one of the ones that they were like, the tattoos, okay, we can't paint you.
And it was more to that because I did get to shoot the pilot. It was it was amazing.
Yeah.
But they wanted me to do a reoccurring role, which there would have been a lot of stuff with painting out. It would have been more than one time.
Gotcha.
But it was the tattoos on top of the size. They're like, we don't know if you could pass as a high school football player.
Maybe college, you know.
Right. Possibly, but I don't know.
Right. How was it like meeting and working a little bit with Taye Diggs though?
He's a cool guy.
Yeah.
Just real personable, very outspoken, but like chill guy.
You know what I mean?
It was for a brief minute. I didn't get to chill him that long.
Yeah.
But he's definitely down to earth guy.
Nice.
And easy to work with, yeah.
That's dope. Yeah. I got some questions I want to ask you now. You know, this is where it's going to get.
Let me really pray real quick.
Yeah, give me a moment. Now, so what's your favorite movie?
Snatch. Right. Okay. It's different. I don't know what it is about that movie. It's something about the way that they talk. It's intriguing. Like, when you really think about it, like, who wrote this script and has them, like, how can you just mumble words like that? And I understand it. I don't know. I think that's one of my all-time favorites. Anything with Eddie Murphy in it, I'll die. I'll fall out the chair.
Are you excited for Coming to America?
Yeah, too? What? Craig. Endorsed. Right.
If there was a TV, if you had a choice to be on a TV show that's on right now, what would it be?
Man. Game of Thrones. It just went off.
It just went off.
Yeah. I think just because of the buzz all around, it'd be kind of cool to be on Game of Thrones.
If you wanted to know, there was like a giant on there, that'd be good.
No, I'd just be the random light-skinned dude that got the dragon. I'd have the tightest dragon ever.
Yeah, the tightest dragon.
What? My dragon can glow.
There you go.
The whole thing.
What's your favorite word?
Cracking.
Cracking.
You say cracking anything.
Okay.
Cracking. What's up, man? Cracking. Where you going?
Cracking. That's a good one. What's your least favorite word?
Lit.
Lit? Really?
I can't stand lit.
I'm going to get lit?
Yeah. I don't know what it is. It's just when, like, I understand that it's not my generation. Like, that. You know what I mean? Like, we had our own slang words.
Yeah.
And I had just posted something on my social media about this. There should be an age cutoff where it's like you're not allowed to use this word if you're above this.
Yeah,
I see people growing than me. But, oh, that's lit. I'm like, can we talk?
Because it can refer to a lot of things,
it can.
Though. You know, it's not as weird,
it's
though.
It's the culture. And when the kids say it, so it doesn't bother me so much.
Right.
Listen, I sound like an old man. When the kids say
when the kids say it.
Back in my day. Like, you know what I mean? But, no, I did a little video, and I was like, if you ever catch me saying lit just out and open, you have permission to slap me in the mouth.
All right, I remember that. What's a turn on for you? Something to get you.
God. Yeah.
Yes.
Just anything, like, he's my light and just my source. You know what I mean? It's like I went through a period in time in my life where it was just I didn't have direction, purpose, anything like that. So it's just like the ability to just wake up some of the stuff that I went through. It's just like I just got to give glory, all glory to him.
That's right.
Yep.
That's true. All right.
Good and bad.
Good and
bad. It's important to bad people. Give glory to God for the bad. Be like, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Well, thank
thank you for whooping my nose.
Yeah.
It's true, though. It's really true. We need it. We need both.
Yeah.
What's a turn off?
The devil.
Okay.
I'm just going to keep it black and white.
Keep it black and white.
Yeah, just keep it black and white. Just okay. There's so much temptation in this world today, just with this, that, or the other, whatever it is. And even when I was in a state of solitude, I was in a state of solitude for a long time when I moved out here. It's just he'll find a way to maneuver in your life, and it's just like, man, get out of here.
Right.
Not today, bro.
Not today.
I ain't got time for you. Yeah.
Right. Yes, for sure. What's a sound or noise that you love?
The tuba.
Really?
No, I'm playing.
No, I was gonna say.
That's kind of inside joke, because I played the tuba when I was growing up.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So you're a band guy and
geek,
football
nerd.
Band geek.
Yeah
I didn't want to say
guy.
Geek, but.
Hey, I was.
But yes, you got it.
I am. Heart and soul, that's still me.
There you go.
I'm still that little guy. But no, I like nature sounds, like waterfalls and birds chirping and just like soothing stuff like that.
You go to sleep to like water and
not to that extent. No, when I knock out, I knock out. It's isogenics. Shout out to isogenics.
Isogenics.
Yep.
Is that, yes, talk a little bit about that because I also want to.
This is basically my healthcare. I think it's very important with the stuff that we're going through in the industry. You have to be healthy, first and foremost. You can't function. You can't, you know, you have to be able to sleep when you need to sleep. You have to be able to think clear at all times, and that's definitely it.
Dope. And so, and that plays a little bit into Stay Blessed because you kind of, right?
Yeah, I think everything right now is just aligned in my life.
Aligned, for sure.
Yep. So this was, Jill Bowman actually brought this into my life and introduced it to me way back in the day, and I started taking it and felt the immediate results. You know, it helps you release weight, think clear, boost your natural energy levels.
I'm going to have to try some.
And sleep at
have
night.
To put
yep.
it up in here.
Yep.
Cracking.
Cracking.
Well, every time I hear that, I'm going to think. What profession, other than your own right now, would you participate in if you could?
Profession? you know, I'm very artistic, mm-hmm. so I think it would be cool to do something along the lines of like painting or drawing or okay. something like that for a living. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I wouldn't,
yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't say anything like construction or anything like that. That's kind of out of my element.
Mm-hmm.
But I like to doodle and stuff like that. And some of these paintings and stuff I see, of, you know, that people do, and I'm like, wow, that's interesting. And now it's like a new age of painting where people are painting stuff upside down and
right.
they're flipping. It's like,
right.
whoa. Like,
yeah. Okay.
You pay me $10,000 for that. We in the business. I'll make whatever you want.
Right. What profession would you absolutely not be a part of?
I would never work at Taco Bell again.
Again.
Ooh, I yeah, saw too rough. Many things.
Ooh, that's rough.
Yep.
That is
it was
rough.
Just the one that I was at. I'm not saying anything about Taco Bell. Taco Bell's good. I like the food. But I saw too many things.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we don't want to go into that.
They will come after us.
When you get to heaven, what would you hear? What would you like to hear God say to you?
Welcome.
Welcome.
Yep.
Nice.
I've been waiting.
Thank you. I've been waiting.
What took you so long, bro?
But you had to finish your work down here first.
Like, man, you, yeah. Truly. There's a lot to do.
Right. Yeah. And so we're going to wrap up here with Jamal in just a second, but I wanted you to touch a little bit more on, excuse me, Stay Blessed.
Yes.
And just briefly where it's been or where it's come from and where it's going.
Okay. Stay Blessed originated for me at the all-time lowest of low points that I could go.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in a party stage in my life, and I had been up partying, and one of the only friends that I had left at the time, he just kind of looked at me, and it was just kind of like one of those moments, like, bro, you're better than this, mm-hmm. one of those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
And he grabbed me by my shoulder, and he looked me dead in my eye, and he was like, bro, you're blessed. And he was like, stay that way. And I was like, stay blessed.
Hmm.
Stay blessed. And it was like, it just resonated and it hit me so hard that it was just like the darkness and everything just cleared.
Right.
And it was like all this weight just got lifted off my shoulders. So that's when the message kind of imprinted my heart.
Okay.
And I didn't know it was going to come to this. I had no idea. I just knew that whatever I did, every single day when I woke up, I was going to stay blessed, period. And this is when the modeling and acting thing started and Facebook, Instagram had just started. But I would just kind of like, if I had an audition, or just something I even look back and I'm like, wow, that was so small. But it was like I was still giving glory to God on this new journey back then and saying stay blessed for the new message that he had imprinted in my heart. So this is bigger than whatever's going on.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And I would just be like, yo, I just had an audition. Stay blessed.
You know what I mean? Nice.
And at first when people would see it, they were like, what is he talking about? Stay blessed. We were just in the club with him getting it cracked. You know what I mean?
Right,
so
right.
It wasn't like a – it didn't happen right then and there. It was a process of – me really saying it, and I believe it. It's probably to the point where the people who have been watching me this whole time, they know what's coming, but they're probably, he's gonna say, stay blessed again.
Yeah.
Dang straight, I am.
Right,
stay
right.
blessed. Yes.
Right.
So that's kind of where it started from, and okay. then just one day, spontaneously, I went and made a little cheap shirt at a kiosk in the mall. Just very simple, stay blessed.
Yeah.
And I posted on my Instagram, which Instagram had just started, so I had maybe like 150 believers. I call them believers, not followers.
Mm.
And I posted it. And you know, like if you get like, you go from 9 likes to 10 likes
yeah.
and it switches over to the 1-0 and not everybody's name. Do you remember
right.
that?
Yeah, I remember that. That was, I mean, it was long ago.
I ain't been that in a minute, bro.
Right.
Dang. Yeah. But so it switched over from like all the names to like the 10. And it just, I got like 100% likes. And then I had like 100% comments of people just saying, I need that shirt.
Mm.
Where'd you get that shirt? And it was just kind of light bulb went off. And I prayed on it right then and there. I was like, God, what do you want me to do with this?
Nice.
And I heard him loud and clear. He was like, make me a vehicle to spread this message.
Dope.
And I was like, wow. And so I went to school for digital art. So I actually sat down and designed the logos, everything. Went out and got the trademark for it, which that is by the grace of God that that was even available.
Nice.
Because I'm not saying that
right.
I didn't make up the term
right.
Stay Blessed.
Right.
People have probably been saying it for years before I even came into this world.
Of course.
But it was the message that really impacted me. And so I knew nothing about business. I took all the money that I had, threw it into it, and just started giving out to people. Didn't have a website or anything. And then it just kind of started steamrolling. Hit a little rough patch, which I really don't want to talk about too much because it's a negative energy.
And yeah.
They don't even deserve that credit
right.
to even be talked about. But I had to shelf it for 2 years.
Okay.
And that was when I said, you know, things will test your faith and see, like, what your purpose and what your passion is. And it's like at that point in time, I could have hung it up and just be like, yo, Stay Blessed is done.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, this is my purpose. This is my baby. Like, I understand that some of these sets that I go on, God is putting me there, so someone needs to see this message.
Right.
And I'll go on to some of these music videos with Ty Dolla $ign or Big Sean or whoever, and sometimes I would question myself, like, why am I on a set? This is not necessarily something, and just loud and clear, somebody needs to see this message, and someone will see it and be like, thank you. And I'll be like, at first I'd be like, what do you mean, thank you? What I do? But now it's like, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Got it.
So
okay.
And that's what we relaunched it. Just put in our first wholesale account. We're going to be in all the LA Fitnesses out in Arizona.
Nice.
So it kind of came around full circle. So AZ, watch out.
AZ.
I'm coming back.
You in the house. Well, that's dope. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
That's
all
great.
God. All God.
Yes.
Glory to God.
And so, yeah, thank you so much for being here. We're going to wrap up with Jamal. And go ahead and tell everyone where to find you and how to keep in contact.
If you're on, I would say the main thing is Instagram. It's at Mr. Lewis 82, or the clothing line is at Stay Blessed _co.
_co.
Yes.
Awesome. And I wish you the best of luck.
You the
sure
man.
We'll be in contact.
Yes. We're making a YouTube video right after
right.
this. If one of them wants to come out,
if y'all want to come out, make sure be sure to subscribe and like. Stay blessed all the time, why wait? And you can find me everywhere at I Am Danny Royce. Thank you so much for watching. We'll see you next week, same place, same time, inside the Black Actor Studio. Later.
Stay blessed.
On behalf of our BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Check out our Black Hollywood Live YouTube page for even more great programming and amazing content. And be sure to subscribe and like our channel when you do. I'm your BHL host, Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom or at Black Hollywood Live. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.